Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
As I was doom scrolling the news on my phone, I paused on a story with Lake Mead and Deadpool in the headline. The accompanying photos of massive bathtub rings and landscapes of cracked lake bed made my jaw drop. I learned some startling statistics from the article. The country's largest reservoir is at 28% capacity. The power turbines at Hoover Dam will shut down if water levels drop another 100 feet or so, only a 10% decrease from where they are now. The West is in its worst drought in 1,200 years. That's 12 centuries, a long time. It's also been centuries since written versions of Aesop's fables first began to spread. One that comes to mind is the crow in the pitcher. A thirsty crow finds a pitcher with a little bit of water at the bottom that it could not reach with its beak. Using its wits, the crow came up with an idea to drop small pebbles one by one into the pitcher until the water rose high enough for it to drink. Smarts and diligence enabled the crow to survive in the face of water scarcity. With the two largest reservoirs in California currently around one-third capacity and up to 30 percentage points below historical averages, according to the Department of Water Resources, we in this Golden State should be channeling our most assiduous Aesop crow by exercising easy and common sense practices. Taking shorter showers, that's one pebble. Running dishes and laundry when the machines are full, that's another pebble. Watering lawns only when and where necessary, yet another pebble. There are numerous other small stones representing actions that will have a positive cumulative impact. With steady discipline over time dropping pebbles into the pitcher, we can have enough water to survive. It's no fun to doom scroll, especially when you see anxiety-producing stories about the part of the country where you love to live. But acknowledging reality is a call to action. Aesop's animals and insects have something to teach everyone in a variety of situations. Right now, I am paying heed to the loud calling of the crow. With a perspective, this is Evan Ho.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.